Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
And this is hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. And here we go. And this is Planet Rick with Rick Hector. We're going to step off of the starship, and the captain's going to take us down to the surface of the planet. Joining us from Detroit, the head of Legally Armed in Detroit, the chief instructor at Rick's Firearms Academy, and a dude that can do 22,000 push-ups a day. This is Rick Hector. Good evening, sir.
Hey, man, how are you doing, man? How are you doing? First, I want to dispel that myth that I can do 22,000 push-ups a day, man. Currently, I'm doing them every other day, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and I'm only doing 500 a day. And, you know, to switch it up, I'm doing variations, but, you know, it's all about staying in shape, man. You know, I do that inside the waistband carry, you know.
Yeah.
And, I got to make sure I'm lean and trim and so I can conceal it rather handily without, you know, creating any discomfort. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
How was your holiday, man?
You know, I tend to, on these holidays where there's a lot of eating, I tend not to. Just simply because I feel so miserable after I eat a really heavy meal anymore.
You know, the thing is, man, you probably are punishing yourself, you know, on a weekly, monthly basis with all this healthy eating and bicycling and exercise.
No. I'm not bicycling. I'm going to the gym now.
And
I'm working out with a personal trainer who's a former bodybuilding champion. And this dude has this way of making me work out on all of these various angles and everything, and isolating the muscle this way and isolating the muscle that way. And he's doing, I think he does a superb job. He is killing me, but I think he does superb job. So my diet is sort of wide open right now. I mean, I have to just about eat anything I can find because he's just killing me.
If you do sufficient exercise, you can have anything you want. You know, the Greeks, I think, had it best. They said moderation in all things. But I'll tell you what, I depart from all of that fancy talk, man, when the holidays roll around. You know, it's time for eating like turkey and ham and dressing, stuffing. Oh, man, greens and the desserts. Oh, and the pies. Oh, man, sweet potato pie. And I'm looking for some banana pudding, man. I haven't been able to find any in a while, you know, but that's what I want.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you got the right people cooking that the right way, I could see where that would be a good time.
Oh, most definitely, man. And that's why I enjoy the holidays, man. And we have another couple of holidays coming up. We got Christmas and New Year's, so hopefully there'll be some good eating in my future, man. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I certainly hope so. I hope you get you some good eating, because even 500 push-ups every other day is burning some calories, so.
Well, you know, I do it for, you know, being fit and, you know, I like to, you know, be, you know, lean and man, you know, I'm not, you know, got bulging muscles, man, but I'm great. I'm not sagging anywhere. And, my clothes fit good and I can conceal my firearm, you know, up front, you know, and not having any problems, man. Problems come in when your stomach is, you know, extends out further than your chest, man. That's not a real good look.
Yeah, yeah. We were discussing the guys with the bulging muscles today when we were going through the workout. And as we started going down the list, we realized that everybody we were talking about, with the exception of Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lou Ferrigno, and maybe a couple of others, are dead.
Right.
So,
right.
You know, so, bulging muscles are not exactly, they are not the window to health that the weightlifting aficionados would tell you they are.
Well, man, like I said, the Greeks had it correct, man. Moderation in all things, and that even includes exercising, running, bicycling, and this new thing you're into now, which I applaud, working out at the gym, man. Keep it up.
Yes, sir. Thank you. So, we're already down to like three and a half minutes left in this segment. So, set us up for what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah, man. You know, sometimes I have, you know, my little list of things that I want to eventually get to. And then usually every now and then something pops up, you know. And, of course, I got interviewed. I was interviewed by the Detroit News maybe a week ago.
Yeah.
And they published a story, and it was about, you know, guns, right? Because I'm the gun expert, right?
Right.
And this local community, East Point, they enacted an ordinance where they're basically, they have criminalized the fact of leaving your gun in an unlocked vehicle. And they're proposing a $350 fine if you leave your gun in an unlocked vehicle for a first offense. They're talking about 90 days in jail. And, man, I just thought that that was really harsh for a victim. You know, a person has been victimized.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I'll be honest, I've left a gun in the car unlocked. It wasn't intentionally, but, you know, I did it. And I was glad that it was still there, but I don't think that I should be criminalized for that. I mean, after all, I'm not the criminal. I'm not the bad guy. I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything illegal. I just think putting me in a situation with a 90-day misdemeanor where I'm going to at least temporarily, if not for a prolonged period of time, lose my concealed pistol license, I think that's right. A little harsh and draconian.
I would have to agree with you on that one. That's the. Are they going to try to pass universal background checks too? Because normally those two things run hand in hand. We got to have universal background checks, and we're going to victimize the victims. We're going to criminalize the victims rather.
Well, you know, there's an interesting quirk in Michigan law, and it's one of the greatest things that we came up with. Because before this law passed, man, every city, every county, and every state was its own, you know, fiefdom, as it will, with regards to gun laws. And as you can imagine, if you're a gun owner and you have a carry permit, things could be rather unwieldy if you live in a major area, city with suburbs, or heaven forbid you do any traveling across the state. It's a literal minefield. So I'm not in favor of local cities and other units of government enacting their own individual gun laws. But that's why we have this law here in the state of Michigan, preemption, where only the state legislature and the federal government can enact laws that we are duty-bound to follow.
Preemption is a good thing. Let me get you to hang on right there. We're going into the next first break. This is Planet Rick with Rick Ector. We're going to see what the urban armed self defense specialist wants to talk to you about today, as once again he teaches us what we need to know. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go. years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price. The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Hey guys, it's Sue Costner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look, Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. So this is our weekly sojourn and onto the surface of Planet Rick. Of course, our resident expert that we bring in to enlighten us is Rick Ector. So, please, sir, if you would, proceed.
Yeah, right. And, you know, anytime I'm going to present, whether it's on a show such as your fine show, sir, or whether I'm doing a public speaking engagement like I did a couple of nights ago, or I'm submitting an article for a blog, you know, it always, always, always is key to doing a good job is to make sure you do your homework. And I just did a cursory look over on the internet and the interwebs, and I came across a fairly recent article from 2017 here local to the Metro Detroit area done by WXYZ affiliated station, man. And over a couple of years recently, there were 42 law enforcement officers from Detroit Police Department, Wayne County Sheriff's Office, and the Michigan State Police who actually had guns stolen from their vehicles. No one has proposed criminalizing and punishing these law enforcement officers with an actual crime, you know, of leaving a gun in a car. Now, mind you, you know, I'm in a big city area, you know, Detroit. Of course, it's not as big as it used to be. But
right.
We're talking to a national audience tonight, man, and people all over the country hear this show. And obviously, people who in small town America, it's a different animal than big city America. I would imagine many people leave their car doors unlocked and probably would not even lock their front doors. It's, of course, unheard of, you know, here in Detroit. But you know what? If I did forget to lock my car or if I did forget to lock my home, that does not in any way, I'm making the argument, justifies or absolves any bad guy from breaking into my car or breaking into my home. They are still the bad guy, and I just have a bad taste in my mouth with criminalizing otherwise law-abiding citizens who did absolutely nothing wrong. You know?
Yeah, well, how I mean, yeah.
Well, I mean, you know, how about, you know, punishing, you know, law-abiding citizens for the bad deeds of bad guys, man, it just leaves a really bad taste in my mouth. You know, gun owners should, and I'm using, you know, imaginary quotation marks, should not leave guns in cars. But, I mean, you know, I don't think that if they did, you know, that they should be criminalized. You know, no one would criminalize someone for unlocking a house front door if someone came in and robbed, killed, and raped people who were in there. So I don't think that the analogy is bad, man. The focus, I think, should be where it always should be. It should be on punishing, you know, the bad guys and not the victims, you know. Who wants to punish victims? You know, it's already
the left. The left.
Man, you know, it's already illegal to steal. If you're a bad guy, you have a criminal record, you know, it's already illegal for them to possess a gun, you know, that's not registered to them here in the state of Michigan. And or if they don't have a concealed pistol license. So, you know, bad guys are going to do what bad guys do. Man. I think a better solution, you know, is use common sense. I think their law is overblown, you know, and really they're looking for a victim. Hey, the city that we're talking about, man, East Point, it's a relatively small suburb of the city of Detroit. And believe it or not, in this small town, suburban community, Detroit, they have a serious out of control problem. Now, just to give you a comparison, this issue with guns being stolen from cars, I think it's overblown because they've had 20 guns stolen from cars every year for three straight years. I really don't think that that is a huge problem such that we're talking about criminalizing someone who may have inadvertently left a gun in a car. You know, I think the law is worthless. I think it accomplishes nothing. The penalty is way too severe. A 90-day misdemeanor, you know, for someone who left a gun in a car is outrageous. But I have a solution.
What is that?
My number one solution is either or have a public awareness campaign. Say, hey, don't leave your gun in an unlocked vehicle. Or better yet, this is what I want to push for. I would push for eliminating pistol-free zones. Well, gee, what does pistol-free zones have to do with this? Easy.
Well,
most gun owners who carry guns are forced to leave their guns in their car because they can't take their guns with them in these pistol-free zones.
Correct. Correct.
And you know, the thing is, man, I'm not sure how bad or how many pistol-free zones you guys have in your state, man. But here, I mean, they're numerous. We're talking about bars, churches, schools, entertainment facilities that seat more than 2,500, casinos, child care facilities, daycare, sports arenas, hospitals, you know, college classrooms and dormitories. It is crazy.
Yeah.
But see, here, we actually have exemptions in the law where the special people, they get to carry their guns in these places.
Well, I tell you what, we're coming up on the break. You can tell us all about the special people. I'll tell you about the gun-free zones here.
Okay.
And what they are and what they are not, just get your impression of that. Of course, Rick, you can find Rick in all manner of social media. Look him up at Rick Ector, R-I-C-K-E-C-T-O-R. Look him up on Facebook. Look him up online. Lots of media appearances. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is ordering the Judiciary Committee to start drafting formal articles of impeachment, President Trump says he's not worried one bit.
It's a hoax. It's a hoax. It's a big fat hoax.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg said on Thursday the gun violence epidemic in this country hasn't been solved because politicians have viewed it as a problem plaguing Latinos and African Americans, thus not acting to solve a nationwide madness. The 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful discusses his plan to overhaul the background check system.
By requiring buyers to obtain a permit before they purchase a gun, because just having a background check isn't enough, the question is, even no matter what the background check says. Can you stop them from getting a gun when they're a minor, when they have a criminal record, or when they have psychiatric problems?
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
D, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking about gun-free zones, we're talking about you being victimized and then you being criminalized by certain policies in certain areas, and we're doing this with Rick Ector from Planet Rick. So you were saying, sir?
Yeah, we came back, and you really intrigued me. You said you were going to tell me when we came back from breaks. What were the pistol-free zones in your area of the country?
See, in South Carolina, wherever there is, like, you know, you have your usual ones, courthouses, police departments, that kind of thing.
Right.
Hospitals to a certain degree. But then when you get into retail operations, this is where all the gray areas become. Because by statute, they have force of law behind their signs. So if I go into a gun-free zone carrying a gun, and they've done all the right things, I'm breaking the law. And everything that goes along with that phrase.
Right.
The biggest problem is that most of these guys that want to have gun-free zones don't do what they got to do to have a gun-free zone. Because the sign has to be a certain width, it has to be a certain height, it has to be at a certain place, it has to say a certain thing in letters the right height. And then every door in that place, every egress, every outward bound, every inward bound, everything has to have that sign. If it doesn't have that sign, on everything, then it doesn't matter how many you have on the front door. If you don't have them on the back door and the side doors and the fire exits and everything else, then it's not valid. So, you know, a lot of times, in South Carolina, there'll be a lot of places like we have this one grocery chain here called Sprouts.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a janky gun-free zone sign on the door. Don't have one on the back door. You know, the local Simon Mall, which, if you remember, the mall that was attacked in El Paso was a Simon Mall. The local Simon Mall here tried to call themselves a gun-free zone, except I used to deliver to this mall, and I knew about all of the access doors there, which never had any of those signs. And then the JCPenney, which is one of the anchor stores on one corner, did not have any signs. So they just took them all down. So around here, a gun-free zone can get you in trouble, but it's very hard to enforce, and you actually have to be somewhat diligent going about it. I was going to go to a restaurant that was connected to a hotel, and I did not know they were part of the hotel.
Okay.
But I went there, and they had the proper gun-free zone on the front, but I could not check their access way or anything else. So I just said, okay, we'll have tacos instead, and we went down the street. But I later found out that they had an unenforced gun-free zone because they didn't have they're connected to a hot.
Yeah, man. The biggest thing I have with it that really rubs me raw, man, is the number of people who are exempt, you know, from these gun-free zones. You know, whether it's a police officer, retired cop, reserve police officer, parole agent, probation, corrections officer, or someone who retired as a parole agent. Probation or corrections officer, you know, retirees, you know, from parole, probation, corrections, state judge, retired state judge, court officers. I mean, the list is outrageous, man. You know, and not that I don't think that those people are bad people. I'm just saying they're being extended a courtesy or an extension to rights that us people who are mere mortals by virtue of our avocation, you know, years and when we were working, man, shouldn't be held against us. You know, the thing that's really key here is that most mass attacks, whether they're shootings or mass mayhem, they're done in these places. And the bottom line that I'm getting to for respect to the argument that I'm making is that we should be allowed to carry our guns in far more places. And then this trumped up argument that this one particular community of East Point is making becomes rather moot. But the big thing is, this is an argument that I'm making for the sake of making a philosophical argument. The true key issue, as I mentioned before earlier, is a question of preemption. It would be unwieldy. It would be darn near impossible for good, law-abiding citizens who are trying to do the right thing with regards to carrying their firearms if there is mass confusion as to where they can actually go with the gun. Our solution here in the state of Michigan is our firearm preemption law. And this makes all of the gun-free zones uniform across the state from the upper peninsula all the way down through the lower peninsula. There's no ambiguity. You don't have situations where they have in other states, man, where if you're visiting that state, you have to know the state law, and then you have to know any county laws, and then, heaven forbid, any local municipalities, if they have any laws, you have to follow them. But usually when you have states like that, it's usually because in the areas, the large cities in that state, you know, typically tend to be where, and I'm making this argument again, where people of color, minorities, typically live, and to get a what they call a public face on attacking crime, they want to have strict gun laws in areas where people of color tend to reside. And it is the most evil, it is the most racist philosophy to have with regards to guns. And you see it in every major city in this country. You're talking about New York City, New Jersey, Los Angeles, you name it. They're big. They tend to have draconian gun laws that are really fixated in areas where people of color tend to reside, and I find it objectionable.
Here in South Carolina, they've got the mayor of the capital city, Columbia, which is primarily, there's a good portion of the city limits that is in the district of James Clyburn, Representative James Clyburn, who I think is the Democratic whip or something like that in the U.S. House. They're trying to put out red flag orders and some other stuff just within the city, which I don't even know how they're going to enforce them or serve them or anything else. And the Attorney General has already told them, we have preemption, you can't do it.
Okay,
and
perfect.
That's going to affect Black Americans in that area. So
it is.
Yeah. So I get what you're saying. We're coming up on the last break of the hour, and when we come back, we'll talk some more about this and how these things work, how they're, you know, who they're impacting. They're, you know, they're victimizing people who haven't done anything. So, and we're going to do it while we're here on Planet Rick with our cruise captain, which is Rick Ector from Rick's Firearms Academy and Legally Armed in Detroit. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. because now Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We are on Planet Rick right now, and we are talking to Rick Ector. And let's conclude this episode, if we shall. Tell me what else is going on with this. What else have you, are you trying to advocate for, and what is the reception you're getting for it, besides the doing away with gun-free zones? I'm sure that, are they telling you how much blood would be in the streets if they listened to you?
Well, man, look, you know, the argument that the anti-gunners are making is that guns stolen from cars is apparently a serious issue. And I'm looking at the stats. 20 per year does not seem to be a huge, humongous issue. I take offense at the fact that they're going to criminalize being a victim. You know, and this whole thing about doing something about the problem, I mean, it really doesn't make any sense, because if I'm aware of the ordinance, and let's just say for whatever reason, I inadvertently left a gun in the car because I was trying to go through a gun-free zone and I didn't lock the door, or maybe I thought I locked the door, I used the key fob and it didn't activate when I thought it did, and someone took my gun without smashing and breaking a window. Now I'm looking at supposedly 90 days in jail and being, you know, fined up to $500, you know, for a first offense. I mean, if anything, the unintended consequence is going to be, if someone has a gun stolen out of a car, they just won't report it, or they won't report it being stolen from the car. They will be reported as either lost or stolen in accordance with state law. And so really, this law really does nothing. Just on its face, it stinks. You know, it's criminalizing a lawful activity, and it seems to be paying lip service to the criminals who actually break into cars. But fortunately for us and for people who think like me, you know, there's been a lawsuit filed by a gun rights organization here in Metro Detroit across the state. There's a group called MGO, Michigan Gun Owners. They actually retained an attorney who's actually a very good friend of mine. He's fought a lot of different gun cases on the behalf of gun owners here in the state of Michigan. And essentially what it is going to file a complaint, you know, with regards to, you know, this local ordinance. And the argument is really simple. This law that they've enacted flies directly in the face of current state law that says in the state of Michigan, the only gun laws that people have to obey, that is, the only gun laws are valid, are those that go through the state legislature and those laws which are federal gun laws. Any other gun law by statute is null and void. And one of the most disturbing things about legislation such as this is that people, when they're not aware of the fact that it's statutorily null and void, well, they go to court and they suffer the penalty. They get fined. And in this case, they're talking about, you know, a considerable amount of money and even putting someone in jail for 90 days. It's just completely unconscionable, man. And I really have a problem with it. And one of the things that I'm glad is that I have a regular, you know, spot on your show once a week, Thursday evening, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, is that, you know, from time to time these things come up, man, and I can talk about them and I can educate people in my community and in other communities across the country of what is wrong, you know, in some of our communities with regards to gun laws, man. And glad to be here and look to continue being here. But I'll tell you, I have a very special activity that I'm going to engage in later on this month. There's going to be a town hall here in the city of Detroit. And Mr. Robert Wittenberg, who created, you know, some proposed legislation such as red flag laws. There's this other guy, I'm not even going to dignify him by telling him his name. He wants to create a bullet bill. This is where it's going to be, you know, gun rationing here in the city of Detroit. You know, he wants us to buy our ammunition from the local police station. He wants to put gun control on ammunition. You laugh, man. You know, what's the craziest crackpot idea you've heard from those gun banners in your area of the country?
Well, around here, you know, we had the Charleston AME Emanuel Church shooting.
Right.
And kids shouldn't have been able to get a gun. But
right.
What happened was the background check was never finished. And after 3 days, as by statute, which is a Democratic statute, the statute was put together in the era of Clinton. So, okay. You know, as a statute is written, the check on the power of the government is that after 3 days, if the background check isn't complete, you get to buy the gun.
Right.
Well, they're making out like now all of a sudden that's a bug instead of a feature. That was a feature they put into it because the background check was always destined to be, you know, instantaneous. So around here, they've been going around and they want 28-day background checks and all this other stuff as a cooling off period. Like if I get angry at, like, me and you are playing cards and you beat me every time and you take my entire baseball card collection because I lose it gambling to you.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm going to a gun. You just hang out right here, Hector. I'm going to a gun shop. We're going to have a little gun play because I'm going to go buy a gun because I don't need no cooling up here. You're going to be able to feel your hand when I get back. And like, that's not premeditated.
No, it's not. But see, here's the thing. The fallacy, the overlooked point that people who propose such idiocy, man, they overlook the fact that, well, what if someone has a problem with me? If someone tells me that they're going to hurt me and someone that they're going to kill me? I don't know, because I'm on TV talking about being pro-gun and gun rights. Well, what if some clown told me or someone like me that they were going to hurt me, and now I know I have a crazy person trying to do me bad, and I have to wait 28 days to go buy a gun? I mean, I'll probably be dead.
Well, I mean, you know, remember what happened to Carol Bowne in New Jersey, the hairdresser who was waiting?
I vaguely remember that.
She was the one that was killed by her, the hairdresser was killed by her boyfriend. She had a, I think, a restraining order against him, and she was trying to, you know, do it the way they want it done. They had already exceeded the amount of time they were supposed to exceed, but because it's New Jersey and, you know, well, they just harped them some gun control. She ended up getting murdered in her driveway. Her boyfriend drove up on her and stabbed her to death because she was waiting to get a permit to get a gun. So that's, you know, what you're describing is a real thing. And I don't think some people get that sometimes. You know, there are rapid, you know, violent encounters are rapid changes in the day-to-day life of anybody. Mm-hmm. And getting out there and handicapping somebody who just simply wants to defend themselves. That's not safety. Yes, sir.
Right?
You got a minute. You got a minute. Go.
It's real quick, man, and it's real brief. Elections matter. Be careful of who you cast a ballot for at any level of government, local, county, state, or federal level. Never, ever, ever, ever vote for someone who's anti-gun. They are evil.
Right. Always vote against them, whoever they are. Vote against them, vote against them, vote against them. All right, so we will make our circuit around the universe, and next week, same bat time, same bat channel, we will pull into low orbit at Planet Rick, and then we will land, and Mr. Hector will be waiting on us. Thank you very much for joining me this evening, sir.
Hey, man, thanks for having me. Next week, next Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Roger that. Coming up next, hour number three. It's going to be the 1911 University with Joe Chambers from Chambers Custom. This is Lock and Load.
Needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.